Dodger! It's me!
You should not have come.
Bill!
No. I'm here, my child. Down here. Godric. You were a fool for sending humans after me.
I had no other choice. These savages, they seek to destroy you.
I'm aware of what they have planned. This one betrayed you.
He's with the Fellowship. They set a trap for us.
How long has it been since you fed?
I require very little blood anymore. Save the human. Go on.
I am not leaving your side until you're...
I can take care of myself.
Come on, we have to go.
Spill no blood on your way out. Go.
God save me. I'm saved.
Oh, for heaven's sake, grow a brain cell. Paintballs.
What? You crazy bitch.
I let you into my house, into my bed, and into my heart. All I stood for, all I believed in, I violated to be with you.
Okay.
I gave you everything for a lie. You're worse than Judas.
Why? What did he do to you?
Fuck you!
Oh, God! Sweet Jesus! Okay. I'm sorry, okay? Just tell me what you want me to say, don't you?
You came to prey on me. To ruin the sacred vow I made to my husband. And like a coward, you ran!
No, I didn't... Okay, I ran. But it wasn't from you. It was from your husband. And his crazy weapon collection. Why'd you have to go and tell him?
Tell him? I didn't tell him anything. He's the one who told me.
Wait. Told you what?
There are wolves in our hen house. We must defend our flock.
Well, what's that got to do?
We have your sister.
So he's in the church?
She came in yesterday spouting the same lies you told.
You listen to me. She's got nothing to do with this.
You stackhouses. You're nothing but a bunch of heartless, two-faced vampire fuckers.
Don't you ever talk about my sister like that.
And if I find out any of you so much as touched her, I'm gonna come back here and won't be with no fucking paint gun.
There's kids out there.
Well, those humans wouldn't think twice about hurting us.
Why didn't you bring Bell with you?
His attachment to you is irrational. It clouds his judgment. He would kill every child in this church to save you.
Why aren't you?
I'm following Goddard's orders and getting you out. That's all.
He's your maker, isn't he?
Don't use words you don't understand.
You have a lot of love for him.
Don't use words I don't understand.
Let's lock it up. Keep quiet. If I lock it up, nobody's
going to kill me. Eric, no.
Trust me.
You got your silver chain? Is it locked? Did you check? Oh, hey, y'all. How's it going?
Steve sent me over to man the exit here. I think I can take it from here.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You're big and all, but there's a vampire on the loose.
Oh. Where's your stake?
Oh, dang. I forgot.
Maybe I can borrow yours if that's okay.
Well, I can't do that. Get your own.
Thank you very much. I'd like to borrow your stake.
Yeah, that'd be okay, I guess.
Stake! Eric, you don't have to kill him!
Go on. Is there other wood? He'll never make it through.
Eric, through the sanctuary.
Where's the exit?
Back that way.
There are several exits, actually.
For you, the easiest one takes you straight to hell.
Let us leave. Save yourselves. No one has to die.
The war has begun, you evil whore of Satan.
You vampires cast the first stone by killing my family.
The lines have been drawn. You're either with us or against us. We are prepared for Armageddon.
The vampire you're holding prisoner got away. He's a sheriff. He's bound to send for help.
I'm not concerned with Godric. Any vampire will do for our grand celebration, and we got one right here.
I'll be fine.
Brothers and sisters, there will be a holy bonfire at dawn.
Look, dear. Room service sent a gift for us.
No, I don't do anything.
Ah, heart's pounding. So much tastier. How considerate of you.
It's okay.
That bothersome human. Just like an alarm clock you can't switch off. Blah, 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 blah. And 10 minutes later, blah. I'll give you first bite.
I am not hungry.
Oh, come now. As I recall, Your appetite was always insatiable. This human act you do for your girlfriend is charming and all, but we both know better. Don't we?
Please, I don't want to die.
Let him go!
I will. Soon.
No.
This one's different. I've never tasted... What are you?
I'm not hurting you.
No, not anymore. Oh, goodness. Shut up. Keep going.
I don't know what you heard, but those were screams of pleasure. Right?
Oh, my God.
If you truly care for her, you will take her to your car this very moment and drive her back to Bon Temps before the sun comes up.
Now?
Now!
Lovers. Oh, shit, hooker.
What? Isn't the lovers good?
Nothing you ain't. In this position, it calls for a sacrifice in matters of the heart. You gonna have to make a choice.
What am I telling I will, right?
You want to see your future?
Tara, help me.
I need to talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go and clean a grill or something.
Something, you're freaking me out.
What time is it?
What?
What time is it?
It's in that store and we just closed. Why?
It happened again. I've lost the last couple of hours.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't remember anything?
I mean, after I left you, I got in my car. And baby, next thing I know, I'm over past Paris Road and I'm over by the lake. And I wake up on the ground, it's freezing cold. I don't even know how I got there. Tara, what the hell is wrong with me?
It's okay. I'm here. Lafayette, you okay to close up?
Yeah, y'all go ahead.
Come on, let's get you home.
Okay, I'm with the fellowship. You gotta let me in.
Sorry, bro. We're in lockdown. There's a vamper inside.
Yeah, that's why they sent for me. I'm a cadet with the Light of Day Institute. Came strapped. Honesty. Dude. Honesty. Come on.
And we got the vamper surrounded. Mm-hmm. He's got some effing fang banger chick with him. I'm gonna take you to Steve.
No. I got him.
No, he needs you to. Hey. Is that a paintball gun?
Oh. Yeah, it is.
Who is this?
Anyone in there?
You see? Just as our Lord, our Savior, was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, a few ounces of silver can betray a child of Satan to the world!
That doesn't make any sense! How can you people listen to him?
I offer myself in exchange for Goddard's freedom. And the girls as well.
That's noble. But she's just as culpable as you are. She is a traitor to her race. The human race. She hardly deserves mercy.
Maybe we should tie her to you so you can meet the sun together.
Well, this marshmallow would roast up nicely.
Okay!
One more step, vampire, and the girl dies.
If you shoot her, everyone here will die. Let her go now.
Honestly, what do they see in you? Soldiers, some silver chains for our friend here.
Don't! He's done nothing to you!
Sikia, I will be fine. Yulin! Let her go, fuckwad!
Ow!
Son of a bitch!
Sikia! Let's go! Do not kill him!
Kill him! Kill the motherfucker!
go ahead. Martyr us before God. We are willing to die.
Steve Newland! You pushed us too far. You expect us to sit on our thumbs while you round up your men to come lynch us? We'll kill you first.
Same way we did your father.
Oh, God.
Murder!
Destroy them. All of them.
Go now!
Enough! You came for me, I assume. Underling?
Yes, Sheriff.
These people have not harmed me. You see, we can coexist. Mr. Newland, I do not wish to create bloodshed when none is called for. Help me set an example. If we leave you in peace, will you do the same?
I will not negotiate with subhumans. Kill me.
No!
Do it. Jesus will protect me.
I'm actually older than your Jesus. I wish I could have known him, but I missed it. Good people, who of you is willing to die for this man's madness? That's what I thought. Stand down, everyone. People, go home. It's over now.
Oh, thank God, Bill.
It's all right. You're safe now.
Please, don't leave me. I dare say my faith in humankind is stronger than yours. Come.
Sir, after what these humans have done to you...
I said come.
You sure you're okay?
She's fine. Go with your maker.
Sorry. Come here. Oh, so sorry. Will you please forgive me?
What were you doing with those people? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I was. That some bitch is like he sucked out my brain and planted all his own babies in there.
You know nothing. On the final day of reckoning, we'll see who goes to heaven. And who goes to hell?
Now, I reckon I've already been to heaven. It was inside your wife.
Oh, Jason, come on. Come on.
Take your ring. Honesty, my ass, shithead. Watch this, motherfucker. Go home.
Come on, Sam, we can't tell you that. That's why it's called an anonymous tip. We can't tell you who phoned it in.
They wanted you to find me. Why would I keep a body in my own refrigerator?
Was it a woman's voice?
Sam?
There's a rumor you were having a relationship with the deceased. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, you don't seem too beat up about it.
Well, we... I guess we kind of broke up.
Were you angry?
Bound to be some hurt feelings.
Listen, y'all have to trust me. This is bigger and crazier than you can even imagine.
I'll say. This is the second time in 2 weeks a woman's been found in your bar with a heart missing.
And the third time a waitress of yours has ended up dead.
Oh, come on, that was Renee Lanier. You can't use that against me. Now, come on, bud. Can't you listen to yourselves? You know me.
I'm not sure we do. You got no birth records, no social security number. We can't even find where you went to high school.
It's hard to explain.
Save it, son. Nothing about your past ever checks out. Why don't you just tell us what happened tonight?
What the? Whoa, hold up. Bud, you don't think it's Sam, do you?
Let me get him.
Hold on, Kenyon. You're on suspension. How'd you hear about this?
Still got my radio. I'm not here as a cop, okay? I'm a witness. You got the wrong guy.
What?
Sam's not the one you want. He's a victim. I saw him nearly get killed last night.
By who?
The bull.
The what?
Oh, Andy. He thinks he saw some kind of bull.
With claws. A bull. In a dress. With claws.
Okay, Andy. You're babbling again.
I can shut him up.
And you're Vic. That Vic you got in there. She's part of this whole group of crazy people that was trying to get him. I tried to fight him off, but war wound. I'm corroborating here, Sam. Tell him. Help me.
If I told you that's what happened, would you believe me?
Oh, shit.
But you're not the only one. I blacked out last night. Arlene blacked out. Maybe there's some kind of gas leak or something.
What about Annie Belfleur? He said he saw all of us.
Andy's the only one we know is out of his mind.
Tara, I got this sick feeling I did something real bad.
Knock, knock. Hope not interrupting.
No, we're just trying to piece together everything we've been doing the past couple days.
Sounds like somebody's been enjoying himself a bit too much. Tell you what, why don't we ease up on the party for a little while, hmm? Take it easy. Hey! Snacks ready. Hope you're hungry.
Oh my god, that looks amazing. What is it?
Hunter souffle.
I didn't know Hunter's made souffles.
Most don't. Dig in.
What you call?
Among other things.
You got to try this.
Oh my god.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome home, Sheriff. We are all very relieved.
I just want to say I'm real sorry for what the fellowship put you through.
You helped save many lives today, Mr. Stackhouse. Please know you have friends in this area whenever you visit.
Thanks, ma'am, but I don't know if I'll be wanting to come back anytime soon.
Hail the conquering hero.
Oh, no, I'm no hero.
No, you are in this town.
But in my area, we know you well as a buyer and user of vampire blood. And that's a very grave offense.
Yeah, listen, I don't do that no more.
All things considered, however, we'll call it even. But you won't be doing it again.
Yeah.
No.
Got it.
Goodbye. Run along.
Thanks, this is great. You've avoided being alone with me all night.
Nonsense. With all the commotion, this has hardly been time.
Bill, I was in that basement for 2 days. You don't even want to know what almost happened to me down there. Where were you?
Sookie, that's...
It's complicated is not an answer. Every time I've needed you, you've always come running, even in broad daylight. What kept you?
I was held.
Held? Kidnapped? By who? By Eric?
Heard my name. I hope you were speaking well of me.
Why should I? You let me walk into a trap.
I regret that. If I had known it was possible...
You did know. But because it was Godric, you'd risk anything.
The bond between a vampire and his maker is stronger than you can imagine. Perhaps one day you'll find out.
Whoa.
You don't like me anymore?
Don't think Bill might not like us doing stuff in his house.
You'll never know. Come on, you dress the best I know you want to again. We got 2 hours before dawn. We are going to do it every single night, whether you want it or not. You still want to, don't you?
Well, sure, yeah. Just that Sookie and Bill might come in any minute.
We got the house to ourselves. I promise.
What, Jessica, what?
It grew back.
It what?
My fucking grew back.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean? Everything heals when you're a goddamn vampire.
Okay, come on. Come on. It's going to be beautiful. Every time will be like our first time.
It'll hurt like hell. I'm a fucking deformity in nature. I'm going to be a virgin forever.
I don't like being touched.
Oh, believe me, I do not like touching you. Your contact with Sookie will cease from this moment.
Oh, that's hardly your decision.
Calling in my maker because you couldn't win Sookie for yourself. It's feeble and desperate even for you.
Are you picking a fight?
see you try.
She will never be yours. And there is nothing you can do. In this, you are powerless. Accept it.
Here is the one who betrayed us.
Hugo. He's your human, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Do you love him?
I thought I did.
It appears you love him still.
I do. I'm sorry. But you are my sheriff. Do with him as you please.
You're free to go.
Huh? What?
The human is free to go. And do not return. I fear it is not safe for you here.
This is a travesty.
This is my verdict. Eric, escort them out. Make sure he leaves unharmed.
Yes, Godfrey.
Thank you. Thank you, Shelley.
What was that about?
Godric is sheriff, and he has the authority.
I mean, with Eric, why are you talking to him if he kidnapped you?
It wasn't Eric.
Then who was it?
Oh, Mr. Compton. Hey, Suck, is there some place we can talk in private?
Jason, this really isn't the time.
Look, if I don't say this now, I never will. Please, it'll only take a minute.
Let's go out back.
Thanks.
Listen, I know everyone says it, but I'm really not the guy you want. If it's like you said, that there's something out there that's fixing to get you, then jail's just about the safest place to spend the night. Now, come on.
Hey, Sam, join the party.
What the?
I'd come down and give you a hug, but I lost my pants.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a night. Must be a full moon.
Pretty sure it's not. Mike? What did they arrest you for?
Sodomy.
What?
Yeah, they say I sodomized a pine tree.
What'd you do that for?
I don't know. Must have blacked out. But it's got to be true. My pecker's got all kinds of scratches on.
Don't worry, Mike. It'll heal.
What are you in for? Worse than me?
Leave him alone, Mike.
Sam? What is it?
Oh, I need you to forgive me.
What?
You love my sister, and there ain't no reason why you shouldn't be able to. All this time, I let my own stupid ignorance stand in the way.
Thank you. But I am also in your debt for helping rescue Sookie.
After all I did to fuck everything up, it's the least I could do. I'm just sorry it took me so long to wake up to it.
Well, you did. Just in time.
Was that okay for you?
It was fine.
Hugo's been dispatched. I told him not to stop driving until he reached the Mexican border. I arranged for an AB negative human for you. Extremely rare.
Thank you.
I'm not hungry.
You have to feed eventually. I doubt the Fellowship had anything to offer. Why wouldn't you leave when I first came for you?
They didn't treat me badly. You'd be shocked at how ordinary most of them are.
They do nothing but fan the flames of hatred for us.
Let's be honest. We are frightening. After thousands of years, we haven't evolved. We've only grown more brutal. More predatory. I don't see the danger in treating humans as equals. The Fellowship of the Sun arose because we never did so.
Is that why you wouldn't fight when they took you?
I could have killed every last one of them within minutes. And what would that have proven?
Oh my God, I ain't held that fucker. You know what? I didn't think it was possible, but this is better than her pie.
Way better.
I gotta learn how to cook.
You know, I feel like a superhero. I mean,
you look like one.
Yeah? How about now? I mean, I feel invincible, you know? Like nobody can even hurt me.
Yeah? I hate you. I fucking hate your guts.
You fucking bitch, I fucking hate you too. You're not even trying, are you? More. Is that all you got? I mean, now that feels so fucking good.
Oh. Damn, boy. Do it again. Fuck, I want you so bad.
Oh.
You, I'm Sookie. Yes. You know what all the fuss is about.
Excuse me?
Aren't you a morsel?
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Well, we have a mutual friend.
Bill?
That's right. Funny he never mentioned me. I practically made him what he is today.
Lorena!
Darling, I was just getting to know your plaything. You always did like to prey on the innocent.
Bill, is this your maker?
She released me years ago. She no longer has any hold over me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. We had two marvelous nights in your hotel room.
What?
Did you know your boyfriend hit me over the head with a 52-inch plasma television earlier tonight? Everyone says they're so thin and light, but let me tell you, when wielded properly, it's quite a weapon.
You did?
Lorena, you need to leave.
I hope he doesn't pull the same shenanigans with you. There's no excuse for domestic violence.
What she has failed to mention is that she was holding me prisoner.
Pshaw. We were just catching up, is all. He must have been worried sick, wondering where he was. I admit, it got a bit heated. But you know how old lovers can get sometimes.
Do not touch him.
My. We're feisty, too. You're no more than a blood bag. You cannot win this.
I've already won. Bill chose me. And yet, you still won't give up. Don't you have any shame?
Stop!
I'd listen to him. Run away, little girl. William and I love each other.
You've gone mad! Get out now!
Maybe you do love him, who am I to guess? But he doesn't love you. He never has, and that we both know.
Take those words back, or they shall be your last.
We're leaving!
Go find someone else, you fucking bitch! You've lost this one!
Retract your fangs. Now. I neither know nor care who you are. But in this area, and certainly in this nest, I am the authority. Do you understand?
Yes, Sheriff.
This human has proven herself to be a courageous and loyal friend to our kind. And yet you treat her like a child does a dragonfly, pulling off wings for sport. No wonder they hate us.
She provoked me.
And you provoked me. You disrupted the peace in my own home. I could snap you like a twig. And I haven't. Now why is that?
It's your choice.
Indeed it is. You're an old vampire, I can tell. You've had hundreds of years to better yourself, yet you haven't. You're still a savage. And I fear for all of us, humans and vampires, if this behavior persists. You seem to know her?
Yes, Sheriff.
Escort her from the nest.
Go ahead. I'm fine.
I wish you out of my area before dawn.
I don't know how it got this way. I can't help it. I still love you. You know I do. But now, it's become nothing but a constant humiliation.
The pain that you suffer, you've inflicted upon yourself.
When will we see each other again?
Never.
We are immortal. Our paths are bound to cross eventually.
Shake.
But, it's funny to say that, because...
Stay away from me, Stackhouse. I've been in the city.
Yeah, dude, don't.
Just be quiet.
Excuse me, everyone. If I could have your attention. My name is Luke McDonald. I'm a member of the Fellowship of the Sun. And I have a message for you all.
I'm Reverend Steve Newland.